I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
In celebration of opening day, we've got a special episode of the Moth Podcast for you. The theme is baseball and the surprising ways it connects people.
I gaze out at the players on the field, and then I look over at my dad, and I realize that in the silence between us that something has changed. It's like I'm seeing him for the first time.
Two stories about baseball, family, and so much more. The episode's available right now. Subscribe to the Moth Podcast to make sure you hear it.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
You didn't get bored by baseball.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball is
baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring.
My game right now?
It was, but the Twins just hit a three-run shot.
Ooh, and we're live, and that's the first sentence here because I have the game on in the other room there, and I must have missed the home run. Nice, it just updated. I just checked the live stream, but we're here with John Egan. Thanks for joining us, man. Before we get started, go ahead and plug whatever you got. If you got a podcast, Twitter, social media, wherever people can find you online.
Oh, sure. Big one is Brewers Raptor. That's on X and / Twitter. That's my biggest kind of following where I'm at most of the time. So otherwise, you can follow me at there's another Brewers podcast. It's called Another Brewers Podcast. And so that's on all your platforms. So subscribe to that. Yeah. Otherwise, I'm johneganstuff.com and all my stuff is on there and in my link. So comedy and sports, nice. Basically.
Hey, there we go. We're doing it. We're clearly talking Brewers this episode. You know, we've got three teams left, so I think we're what, five or six games into the season, and the Brewers and the Pirates are the two undefeated teams in the National League Central. I will say this: you have the chance to make a real case for the Brewers. Our Pirates episode, even though they're 6-0. Yeah. I feel like wasn't the strongest case for that team.
Yeah.
And it's a long season. We know that.
I get it.
This is like not a jab at the Brewers or anyone in the division, but it's the same for the American League Central, I think, where at this point it's like it's kind of anyone's ball. I mean, you know, there's always a team that's gonna fall out pretty far out of the race here, but it's genuinely, I think, is the race for the Central is up to anyone. It could be the Reds. It could be the Cubs. It could be the Brewers. It could be the Pirates. Who knows? You know what I mean? But going into the season, give me your thoughts on the offseason for the Brewers, where you're at mentally as a Brewers fan. You know, the additions, you got a couple of them. You also had a couple subtractions, clearly, on the pitching staff. But, you know, just generally, how are you feeling moving into the season here?
Sure. And the general consensus, basically, and I kind of agree, is this is probably our best offseason since 2018. That's when they kind of started going for it after a surprising 17. And that's when they traded for Yelich, brought in Kane, and kind of was like, hey, let's see what happens here. And it turned into a magical season. I mean, Hoskins was a huge sign. They actually, a lot of people are overpassing because he's not going to pitch this year, but they brought Woodruff back. That's a huge signing to release him and then sign him back for two more years. So I think next year is the if they're not in it this year, next year is a huge go into it year for the Brewers. So I feel like the pieces are starting to get there, and they're going to rely on the trade deadline to probably bolster their pitching if their prospects and younger guys can't keep up. But it's optimistic in my opinion that people are just having fun right now. Winning helps, but they just know it's going to be a crazy fun season. I mean, it's clearly going to be frustrating at times because it's a bunch of young guys with a lot of veterans and good people, but it's fun. The atmosphere is fun right now, which hasn't happened in a while.
Sure. There is something to be said going into the season, already talking about next season. so if you're like, you know what? Hey, we got a guy back and he's not pitching this year, but, yeah, I think with the loss of, you know, Corbin Burns, clearly that's a big blow, especially when you sign a guy like Reese Hoskins, who's, you know, someone you bring onto a team to clearly add some power numbers, and a guy who's played in the playoffs and he's been very clutch in the playoffs historically. Yeah. And a guy where you're like, okay, so we just trade away. I mean, clearly there's a lot of young guys coming back, but you got one of the best pitchers in all of baseball. And then you sign some guys like Reese Hoskins, and you're like, so do we want to, it's almost, it's a little bit of back and forth or a weird disconnect where you're like, do we want to win? We could win, but they're not all in. It doesn't feel like, but that's okay. I mean, it's especially, this could be one of those teams that I think surprises a lot of people. You still got guys like Christian Yelich, one of the big names in Major League Baseball. You know, Reese Hoskins already putting up some numbers at the beginning of the year, but you know, fully healthy is exciting to watch. Willy Adames, and then you got guys like Contreras and you know, Gary Sanchez behind the plate, who, I mean, you know, that's a good 1-2 behind the plate. I think Sanchez hopefully could put up some power numbers, but also, offensively, I think for the NL Central, it's like, I think they could be okay. I think for sure they could compete and stay in the race at least, and then, you know, barring injuries, you know, I think the offense actually is kind of sneaky. But we'll just have to see. Yeah. But I think one of the things that stood out to me is I looked at their pitching staff. Obviously Corbin Burns, you lose, but you got guys like Freddie Peralta who you're hoping for a good year out of them. But how are you feeling about the pitching staff in general, especially with the kind of the unknown of Devin Williams being out and not a lot of big names or like a ton of experience on the pitching staff, it seems, at least from my perspective here.
No, that's absolutely fair. I mean, it kind of has bounced back and forth, in my opinion. On my podcast, I didn't have great words a couple episodes about the pitching staff, but I get it. I mean, it's going back to like almost the 2018. It's almost going to be like an out getters again, because the bullpen is so strong and deep, and we have these younger guys that are trying to make their way up. But again, yeah, Peralta's going to be there. He's going to be the anchor. And it's more of like almost not bad luck, but kind of like lines up that way right now with the Brewers. Because, you know, DL Hall looked good, only four innings. Jonas debuted yesterday for the Brewers, looked great, but again, was nursing an injury, four innings. Today, Joe Ross, who hasn't pitched in 2 years in the major league level.
3 2/3 or something like that.
3 2/3. So you hope that he can start going longer. I mean, Colin Ray, that's insane. I mean, if he can keep that up and just be impressive, that's great. And then around the corner, you've got Wade Miley coming back, Aaron Ashby hopefully coming back. So it's these things where I think they're going to have 7-8 starters that they're just going to keep pounding out and seeing what these guys do. And then you have Robert Gasser and Jacob Mizorowski around the corner. Again, more alluding to like the next year, but
something
they could do this year. And again, I think there's just going to be a lot of scrappy starts, and hopefully the bullpen doesn't burn out. I think that's the only major concern I've seen from people so far is a burnout around July, August that could affect their chances.
Yeah, scrappy starts and like the hope of someone being able to step up and kind of, you know, surprise everyone, but someone just to kind of fill that role or be the guy, you know. But I guess that leads me to kind of a different section of this episode here, but kind of looking forward to the future, maybe not alluding to next year or the years ahead, but what do you, because obviously you got guys like Jackson Chirillo or however you say his name, Chirillo, an exciting young prospect, a guy who's making his debut and making the roster as a 20-year-old. And so What do you guys have in the, who are you excited about, if there's anyone, you know, in the pipeline? I don't really know Brewers prospects. I'm not a big prospect guy. You know, if I hear about them once they make the big leagues, that's like what they're supposed to be doing. But what do you got in the pipeline here for at least young talent, and what's the vibe moving forward for the organization, I guess?
Oh, absolutely. So Jefferson Kiro would be a huge one. He's a catcher. And so he just got injured, unfortunately. So that might kind of take a dip for the Brewers, but he's an exciting young player. He's in AAA. He's almost ready. In fact, I feel like Gary, again, we're transitioning and Gary Sanchez is that second one. And then I think they brought back Eric Haas after they DFA'd him because Jefferson got hurt. Tyler Black, it looks like an absolute stud. He can hit the ball. He's a first baseman, third baseman, so they don't know where he's going to play yet. I think they're going to play off of, like, because now they've got a million third basemans, Oliver Dunn, Monasterio, Ortiz, and I think Ortiz eventually takes over the shortstop position because I'm assuming Willie's going to be somewhere on a ridiculous contract after next year.
Sure, yeah, yeah. It seems like another guy that's like, all right, let's enjoy it while he's here before he, you know, scoots off to somewhere else that's going to give him that paycheck. But yeah, I was looking up Christian Yelich's numbers because in my head, it's not, it's someone who's like used to be talked about and not quite as relevant anymore, but that's because of other superstars. And also Milwaukee is like a interesting, you know, market to be in for a player of that caliber, especially right now when they're not, you know, in the playoffs every year, but you know, he's starting off hot. So it is good to have leadership like that and, you know, historic talent on your team. But I don't know much about the ownership either. And this has kind of been a running segment on this show is like,
the
teams, it's never about the players when it comes to like, if you're bad and the team doesn't want to win, like players want to go out there and win. And so it's never specifically about the players, but how is, are there any moves in the offseason that you guys wish that ownership would have made, or is there anything going on right now with kind of upper management? Like obviously you guys lost Craig Counsell to, you know, the team right down the road there, which has got to suck. Like that's got to hurt. It feels personal, but what's going on there? Like how'd you guys take that news? And I guess, you know, management in general, what's the thought here?
Well, it's within
I don't know if this is your boss. I don't know if anyone up in upper management is your boss. So we just gotta, if you're not allowed to talk about it, then just let me know.
I've got something coming up with the Brewers that I mean, I can't destroy them or anything, but it's within within Brewers lore. Our owner is known as not spending a lot, especially the last couple of years. I think what it comes back to, everything happens randomly, but I feel like 2021 was a year that the Brewers didn't do enough with probably the biggest three-headed monster they've ever had in their team. They had Burns, Woodruff, and Peralta basically the whole year healthy, and that's when we ran into the buzzsaw of the Braves. But they were killing it that year, and they just didn't just go all in. They were worried they'd have to give up prospects that were coming up that are now all playing right now for the team. And that was one of those things that kind of gets that reputation. And the thing that hurts the Brewers, it's not an excuse, but it is that we have the smallest TV market in Major League Baseball. Like, so that does not help us spend money where other teams can do it. And so I think people, that's statistically kind of there. But I also feel like Counsell going to the Cubs lit a fire under our owner's butt. It did. He clearly did all a bunch of stuff almost in vain, not in vain, but clearly spent more money, made bigger moves, made some crazy trades. Like it's just, it's really almost fun. Again, it's fun. What happened this offseason into this year where it seems like there's a change. We signed, you know, the number two prospect in baseball to an $80 million deal. We haven't done that in a very long time to do something like that. It's almost one of the first, like since Acuna with the Braves. So that kind of stuff is changing with the ever, you know, the landscape of baseball basically.
It makes me think that Craig Counsell really loves Milwaukee so much that he went out and signed with the Cubs and then made a public display of you guys just to fire up the management in Milwaukee.
That is a 4D chess move we have often talked about. He took $40 million guaranteed, right, to go to the Brewers' rival and possibly tank them to fire up the Brewers to finally do something. Because guess what? He still gets home with $40 million. I think he can take 4 years of abuse and then he can come back and be like, guys, don't you see what I did? They could.
That would be an awesome move, and I would respect it if you're that ingrained and a guy like that going over there and then, you know, telling everybody he's so happy to be there and really
rekindle a rivalry. It did.
Yeah.
This is my new thing: is that baseball doesn't have enough wrestling in it anymore. Like, we had a full complete heel turn.
Yeah.
These things don't happen enough. Like, these guys are Hoskins, like, lighting up, like, going to the Mets and starting a fight already. Like, mm-hmm. these things need to happen. Like, there's not enough anymore of, like, passionate players and closer entrances that aren't Diaz and hot. Like, we don't have big entrances anymore. Like, it should be more like wrestling as much as
it really should. That's where, you know, I'm a major fan of that idea. It's like, I'm also a stand-up comic, but it's like, I used to play professional baseball. It's like, I want it to be interesting. Like, I want it to be fun. I want to see guys chirping. I want to see guys celebrating, you know? And I like the rivalry and the wrestling of it, the kayfabe of it. And, you know, I think there needs to be more of it, but I totally agree. And I'm going to pretend like Craig Counsell did do that. And that is, it's more fun to just tell yourself, because there's no repercussion for me if it's not true, you know. If I find out that he really didn't do that, I'm like, whatever. Exactly. It's more fun. It's more fun to believe it.
More harmless fun is probably needed in this world where it's not hurting anyone.
To throw that out. Yeah, there's no downside for that for me. You know, no one's getting, you know, at this point. But yeah, man, I think the NL Central is definitely up in the air at this point. I like, you know, I'm a fan of watching the Reds, not like a diehard or anything. They're just a fun young team to watch. But at this point, it seems like it's kind of anyone's division to go out there and win. I don't know if you have anyone, if you want to throw some names out that you guys might, you know, who, I don't know if you have a team besides the Brewers that you guys are kind of weary of moving forward, but I think there's a real chance for some shakeup here, especially wild card stuff moving into the playoffs at the end of the year.
I could definitely see a couple central teams being surprising. Cause I think the Reds, in my opinion, aren't there yet, but they're close. Like, mm-hmm. they've got stuff going on, but I think they're just not at that level yet. The Cubs, who knows? The Cardinals, we have no idea yet. Pirates are starting off strong, but I think that's just because they signed a bunch of people that they're clearly going to trade at the trade deadline. That's every signing I saw them do going, oh, that's prospects. Those are prospects they're getting back. Those are like, that's all I saw.
Interesting. Yeah.
When you look at the people they signed and who they could give away that they had like 1 year deals for, they could easily give all those guys away and try to rebuild that farm system. But yeah, again, it could be anyone's game. I just think the Brewers have a good case to take this because, you know, as much as people say it's a weak division, we're the teams winning right now and playing decent baseball.
Yeah. And I mean, that's a perfect segue into the whole theme of this show. So John Egan, I mean, this is your chance, however you want to do it, to state your case for the 2024 Milwaukee Brewers.
Right. This is my case for the Milwaukee Brewers. If you can bet, and this is the whole point, you need to bet the Brewers total over. Because right now it's at 76 or 77. That to me is insulting because they won 92 games last year. All right. Woodruff barely pitched. Adamas's technically worst year of his career. A bunch of random pitchers like Colin Ray and Teheran and a bunch of younger guys and other stuff. And they won 92 games doing that. And this is a better team with a better offense. Young prospects coming up. Churios are doing well. The young guys are playing well. Technically, if you put it on paper, if you had Ortiz, Adamas, Terang, and Hoskins, they're the best infield in baseball defensively. So you basically have one of the best defenses in baseball right now with one of the best bullpens and a better offensive team and some pitching. And that's a team you can bet on. Even if they don't take the Central, they probably won't win the World Series because facts and history. But they're going to win more than 77 games, in my opinion. That is a gross negligence, in my opinion. Because you lose Craig Counsell and Corbin Burns does not mean a team suddenly goes, we can't. There's no way we can cover those 20 games anymore. There's no possible way.
Are you sponsored by like DraftKings or
I wish.
BetMGM or something?
They should just come to me because if you're a betting person,
baseball needs more betting at this point.
Definitely more sponsors. Yeah. Don't you dare bet on a prop under, and let's go to that story sponsored by FanDuel.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But you heard it here, folks. We're not going to win the World Series because of facts and history. I do like the realism, though, because some teams that are much worse off than the Brewers going into this year have made cases for their teams in ways that I never thought possible.
I'm going to say we're going to win, and I'm gonna cheer for it. But I just when if it starts getting close,
I like
again,
the outlook 18, though.
Yeah, I'm here to have fun.
I think it's a good outlook. You have fun. You know, there is a chance to make it to the playoffs, but letting yourself down early by saying you're going to win the World Series is, you know, some people have that mindset, and I would never be one of those people. But I like where your head's at, and I like. You know, I like the NL Central being taken over by the Brewers if it's a good year for them. But it sounds like there's an exciting future. But yeah, man, it should be fun to watch this year. And I don't know. Let's see the update on the score here. Still looks like it's 6-3 against the Twins there. Not looking great. Hey, there's still lots of baseball to be played.
Turns out we weren't going to win 162 games this year. It's shocking. I know, but it turns out that.
Hey, well, yep, there goes my bet for the year. Every year I'm hoping that there might be one that finally does it, and no one's ever betting on it, but I'm going to do it.
Let's go Pirates.
But, John,
perfect season.
Yeah, let's go Pirates. We got it. Thanks for joining us today, man. One more time, go ahead and plug where people can find you. You know, you got a podcast and then your Twitter and everything, but for the listeners out there, let them know before we get out of here where they can catch you.
Absolutely. Brewers Raptor on X/Twitter. That's the big one. JohnEganStuff.com. Also, if you like baseball podcasts, another Brewers podcast is all out there where all your podcasts are. So go there.
Nice. Yeah, give them a follow if you're a Brewers fan. I was trying to get my buddy Lucy Tolleson. She's also a comedian out there in Seattle. She's a big Brewers fan. So maybe if we want to talk Brewers, we'll try to get all three of us on there later on in the season or something. That would be a fun one. But yeah, John, thanks for joining us, man. This was a fun one. Thanks for, you know, being so flexible here at the end of I know the season's already started, so we got a couple more to get on, but, yeah, thanks dude. And, you guys know the deal. This is Baseball Isn't Boring. So like, subscribe. You're already listening. You know the deal. My name is Reese. We will catch you guys next time.